in each of our lives. So you could, on one level, you can say we're taking rebirth all the time. It's not just at the moment, at the beginning of this life. It's like now, we're grasping at I, by perceiving our body and our mind, or our mind. And we're thinking I. We're thinking that just due to our ignorance. And there is no I in this place. For example, recently I was shown some images of, MRI scan. You know, this magnetic resonance imaging scan, where they scan your whole body. Scan the whole body. They look inside the whole body with this special machine. I was looking the other day, and I can't see an eye anywhere inside that body. But we think this all the time. We think there's a person in here. So I'd just like to share something, which I have shared before, but I love this from Geshe-la when he was teaching Jason Karpa's three principal aspects of the path on this particular point of taking rebirth in samsara. What does it mean? It just means that our ignorance is grasping at an I within these aggregates of body and mind. So Geshe-la tells us, without these aggregates, then there's no basis for developing the thought, I. Yep, we agree with that, yeah? We develop this thought continually, even during our sleep. This strong thought, thinking, I, mine. Why? Why do we develop that thought? Through perceiving any of the aggregates, either the body or the mind, pleasant feeling, unpleasant feeling, neutral feelings. Through perceiving any of the aggregates, we develop this thought, I. Why do we do this? Only because of our ignorance. Only because of ignorance. There is no valid reason to think I through perceiving our body and mind, through perceiving our feelings, our discrimination, our compositional factors, or any of the other aggregates of our body and mind. There's no valid reason. What is the valid reason? I was looking in this MRI scan, these scans of the human body. Where is this I? I can see a skeleton. I can see a stomach. I can see kidneys. I can see a brain. I can't see the mind because it's invisible. But why do we think there's an I in there? The only reason we do it is because of our ignorance of self-grasping. Why are we thinking I? As Shantideva says in Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, there is no body. There is no body. But through ignorance, we develop the thought, my body. Through perceiving any of the hands, the legs, and so forth. Exactly like a mind mistakenly apprehending a person when observing the shape of a pile of stones at dusk. So you know when it's getting dark at night, the sun is going down, we may see some shape in the distance and mistake it for a person. It's not a person, it's a pile of stones. But we think, oh, there's a person over there. It's exactly the same process when we observe our body. There is no I, but due to our ignorance, through perceiving our body, we develop the thought, I. This is necessarily self-grasping ignorance. So then he said, this for me was the coup de grace. This is what really showed it. He said, there is no valid reason for developing the thought, I, through perceiving any of the five aggregates. Why? Because in reality, there is no I within the five aggregates. There is no I within the individual aggregates. And there's no I within the collection of the five aggregates. There's no I, there's no self, there's no person. But other than the five aggregates, there's no I, there's no self. There is no self or I other than the five aggregates. Therefore, this I, this self, this person who we think we are, cannot be our body. It cannot be our feelings. It cannot be our discrimination and so forth. He says, besides these, is there something else you can find that is the I? He says, nothing. So Geshe-la, of course, is looking with wisdom. He's searching with wisdom. I'm just saying, looking at the body scan through a machine, I can't see any eye. But it's as if we meditate, we search for our eye within this body. There's no eye.